Il-program li ser tisimgħu huwa miġjub lilkom biex xewqat tajba tar-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta. Campus FM jippreżenta Il-Balomba. Program li jagħti ħarsa lil aħħar ġrajiet u żviluppi relatati mal-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Produzzjoni u preżentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba.
Nsabilkom, jina Jasmine Saliba, nilqakom għal l-edizzjoni ta' din il-ġimgħa tal-programm Il-Balomba. Il-programm tellam ir-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta li fihna toħarsa lejn aħbarijiet li għandhom bixra Ewropea minn dak li jkun qed jiġi fl-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Ftit tal-ġranet ilu kienha fid-diskussjoni fil-Parlament u f'numru ta' aspetti is-sitwazzjoni dwar il-budget tal-Unjoni Ewropea, il-Malta Financial Framework. Aspett li huwa kif se tkun finanzjata il-ħidma tal-Unjoni Ewropea, x'ser ikunu l-enfasi, x'ser ikunu l-inizjattivi, x'ser ikunu l-affarijiet li huma importanti għall-ħidma Ewropea. Wara ħafna diskussjonijiet u negozjati wasalna viċin il-ftehim. Viċin għaliex għatem l-oġġezzjonijiet ta' pajjiżi bħal Polonja u l-Ungerija illi ma rridux il-kundizzjonalità ta' rule of law fil-kuntest ta' l-iffirmar u l-provvediment tal-flus Ewropej. Aktar kmieni din il-ġimgħa u matul din il-ġimgħa li nkisma l-programm l-erba, nfakrukom dal-programm ix-xandar l-ewwel darba l-erba, is-suġġett tal-Malta Financial Framework ser ikun kien u ħajjiġi diskuss f'żewġ webinar, żewġ konferenzi organizzati kemm il-Parlament Ewropew kif ukoll mill-Kummissjoni Ewropea l-uffiċċju tagħhom f'pajjiżna dwar l-impatt u t-tifsira tiegħu dwar Malta. F'dawn il-webinar se tieħdu hemm numru ta' esponenti u kelliema. Għana se jidin nisimaw ħsibijiet li ġew imlisna f'wieħed minn dawn l-attivitajiet li għalihom qed jipparteċipaw dawn it-tnejn min-nies u oħrajn dwar il-rwol tal- u l-aspett tal-perspettiva tal-Malta Financial Framework fuq aspett lokali. Ser nisimgħu kelliema mill-Kummissjoni Ewropea, il-Segretarju Parlamentari għall-Fondi Ewropej, Dr. Zrinzo Azzopardi, membri parlamentari Ewropej, Roberta Metzola, Dr. Alfred Sant u Sur Kamilleri mill-Budget Office lokali, responsabli mill-Budget ta' l-Unjoni Ewropea.
There is a very important element of this MFF, which is complementarity. Complementarity in the composition of the MFF itself, so across policies, and complementarity also between policies that are manage at central level by the EU, but also about policies that are in shared management at member state level. So I would say that it is very important that we all sing the same tune. And this is what I've heard. So essentially, when we have defined objectives at central level that talk about climate spending, as we've talked extensively, that we shared same objectives with regards to digitalization, and we transform these ambitions also at sectoral level, so program-specific ambitions, and this is also translated by member states in their own national plans, then we can steer this transformation, because this is what it is about. We are in a major shock, COVID-induced, and it is about transforming our economies and our societies to be better equipped for the future, and we do so by steering the way we use the funds. We've discussed, and it has been mentioned, about shared management funds. There is obviously those that are funded by Next Generation EU, which are very much related to the crisis response, the RRF, but not only, and I would like to mention also, because it's important, I believe, for Malta, REACT-EU. REACT-EU is about emergency cohesion policy, and this is about also being able to react to the direct impact of the crisis, of the health crisis. And it is an important and interesting package. We should not forget also about the so-called traditional policies, so which are within the MFF, cohesion and CAP. They are traditional, but they are new, and they are new in the way they deliver. And this is what I mentioned before with regards to a specific objectives that are defined within those policies, but also the way they deliver to make sure that they reach very quickly the final beneficiaries. Under that is the centrally managed policies. There we share the same objectives. I mentioned digital, I've mentioned also the green, but also the geopolitical dimension. And two novel parts that are there also in this budget, which were not so prominent before, and this is migration, security. Those were, or seemed to be, the challenge of the past. We were talking about a lot about migration when we presented our initial proposal in 2018. They are still relevant, and they require EU response. And I think that it's also Malta, because of the geographical location, it's very much interested, and there is a national interest that there is EU policies that are also in those areas of migration, security, defense. So it is a package that is very much looking forward. It is a package that looks at the future and that builds on the past achievements of what has been there, and at the same time provides pointers, markers, so that we all really sing on the same tune at national level and at European level. And in this respect, I think it is useful in channeling and delivering this transformation of our economies and also of our societies towards the future.
This discussion about the how we look at the MFF, the results that have been achieved, as well as where we see our country heading with regard to this particular aspect. For us, the funds that Malta will acquire through this MFF have great importance in view of the current situation that we are facing. We are facing a time whereby we have to overcome the challenges that were brought about by the pandemic, economic and medical, but prioritizing the economical aspects. We need to continue to regenerate our economy in order to overcome the particular circumstances we found ourselves in during 2020. But this has also to be coupled with the bold objectives that also lie ahead, particularly with regard to the digital economy and to the greening of the economy. We cannot look at this MFF without taking into consideration the long-term objectives that even as government we have set for the Maltese economy. The long-term objectives that are based on five important pillars that were announced a few months ago, whereby government has set objectives relating to the infrastructural improvements we need to undertake, that we need to have economic growth, but also ensuring a good quality of life, that we need to ensure that we have the necessary education in order to prepare our youth for the future industries. We also need to strengthen our governance, whereby during this year our country has undergone a number of important reforms in its constitutional structures. And last but not least, our objective of decarbonizing our economy. And all these objectives can be achieved through and by means of a number of individual initiatives that need to be undertaken. Nonetheless, some of them, or quite a number of them, will be financed with the funds that were acquired and that will be acquired with regard to the MFF for the next 7 years. We are currently undertaking an extensive planning process whereby we are identifying the projects that will be financed and thus having a shorter time wherein they have to be implemented with regard to funds that shall be achieved from the RRF, from the Recovery and the Resilience Facility, whereby there we have to identify not less than 20% with regard to digital and not less than 37% with regard to the greening of the economy. We will also be focusing on trying to achieve more funds from the centralized funds, which have been of great assistance. For example, a project that is ongoing, which is financed by the Connecting Europe facility, whereby Malta will have its Grand Harbor having ship-to-shore electrification and thus seeing that ships do no longer cause emissions when import. And this is a project which will give a better facilities within our Grand Harbor, but also will also ensure that we have a better quality of air in the region which is densely populated around our Grand Harbor. This MFF is of great importance, particularly in order to overcome, as I had stated earlier, in the sense that we need to finance the changes that our country needs to do, finance economic regeneration, and we will be doing this with the aid and assistance of the funds that we have acquired as a country from the MFF, the RRF, and surely this will be of great help also for us to make the necessary changes towards a more digital economy, as well as seeing a good greening of our economy.
When we talk about the EU's budget and the multi-annual financial framework, what we usually hear are numbers, you know, billions here, billions there, thrown in a headline, and very little analysis of what those billions of euros mean for Europeans, and in our case, for Maltese and Gozitan citizens. This year, we're also, and rightly so, putting more attention than perhaps we have done in the past as to where that money is coming from and how it will be spent. And the negotiations, therefore, this time have been a little bit more tricky than usual. We just heard from our colleague Valerie Hayer about the usual, you know, the negotiations and the horse trading. But more than that, of course, the overriding issue this time became the protection of the rule of law and the need for ensuring that no European funds are dispersed without our values being protected. Now, the European Parliament has made its position crystal clear on the need to have a respect for the rule of law in the member states and the disbursement of EU funds. This is our overarching line in the sand. And these negotiations, of course, on the triggering of the rule of law, so-called conditionality, they were very tough, but in the end, cross-party and political agreement was eventually reached. And now, also as Mario said at the beginning, it is time for the Council to ensure compliance by all member states. Now, it's important also to see why we have reached this stage, because we have seen that the rule of law has come under threat in different degrees in different member states, and we need to ensure that the values that such states signed up to when they joined the community are continuously protected. But it is also more than that. It is a message to all our citizens, all our governments, and everyone looking to Europe, including from Malta, that the EU is not an ATM. It is a community of values, and it is really time to put our money where our mouth is. On this, the Parliament, you will find, is united. Another big issue for us in the Parliament was ensuring the growth and sustainability of the Erasmus Plus programme. This is one of the Union's flagship initiatives. I'm seeing Chiara here on the call. And it is one, as we've discussed before, of its most highly recognized success stories. I myself was fortunate enough to be one of the first Maltese students to participate in this program, even before we joined the European Union. I went to the law faculty in France, and it was as personal and program and the discussion for me, as I'm sure it was for so many of my colleagues across all member states. And in fact, on this, the Parliament did agree with the Council to allocate 16 billion euros on top of the package agreed by the heads of state and government at their summit in July. My last point, as you mentioned, Jess, on own resources. This is, of course, a significant development, but we must be very wary that this does not damage the competitiveness of smaller niche economies like ours, like Malta. So when we talk about funds raised from emissions, from carbon border adjustment fund or similar, that is, of course, one thing. But also, on the other hand, the debate moves closer towards common consolidated corporate tax bases or anything that would take away from the exclusive competence of member states in the area of taxation, things get very complicated, hence the use of my phrase wary. And we have already seen, of course, countries and governments like Malta, and I'm sure Dr. Srinivas Zopardi will elaborate more on this, underline that this would be unacceptable for us, because it really does, it really will have a disproportionate impact on the smaller economies like ours. So I think going forward, we need to keep this in mind and make sure that just as other governments bring to the table their own individual arguments and standpoints, that we do this also on our behalf. And on this, I have no doubt that the whole Maltese delegation in the European Parliament will be united in ensuring that the consequences are not further down the line disproportionate on what we can have and afford as a country.
There's a lot to say for having own resources for the EU, but there's also a kind of downside to it, especially when taxes, new taxes are being discussed, and they apply on a one-size-fits-all basis. There's no other way out. And seeing how that goes forward is going to be problematic for Malta, I'm sure of that, in these terms, that we are going to say, let's talk about financial taxes, for instance, FTT as an instance. It's going to hit quite a lot of financial services side, on which we have come to depend a lot. And most people will say that it's not so important, because we're the smallest state in the Union, and our financial services, though big by our standards, it's not so big by other people's standards. So the application of that kind of tax to our financial services sector might make us uncompetitive. Now, there's a lot of discussion going forward about tax competition, for instance. We are for tax competition. It's got to be fair tax competition, but we can't be against that. And the way in which the whole concept is being approached, fair tax competition, is skewed to the big economies, towards the big economies. And that's something that we have to think about and be attentive for. As far as the macro package is concerned, now I'm talking about the MFF as a macro package. One important move forward has been the integration of the recovery fund and the MFF. That was a breakthrough, a very important breakthrough, which I think the Commission pushed forward in a very good way. But still, it's much less than was prospected at first instance, even between the French and the Germans when they came to an agreement between them, in terms at least of the ratios between what's going to be funds, grants, and what's going to be loans. There, frankly, the move towards more loans and less grants, that's not something that we can like. It had to be a compromise. It was a compromise that brought on board the frugal countries, which did not want at all, in fact, to have grants within that package. But now it's there. And I think the smaller countries will lose out of it. Because for sure, the grant element will get apportioned in ways that make for fast flows. And fast flows are big volumes, and small countries have small volumes, so they will tend to get lost in translation. And I think we have to watch out for that as well. That's something that is crucial from our perspective, because after all, like all other member states, we'll be paying for those grants from future budgetary flows to which we contribute in full. There's a big majority in the European Parliament in favor of two things. One, tax harmonization. To a certain degree, tax harmonization in terms of avoiding, in terms of containing, in terms of controlling tax evasion, tax avoidance, aggressive tax planning. And there's also a big majority for introducing new kinds of taxation. Like has already been mentioned, the FTT, and then all that results from the CCTB formula. You can't fault people who argue in this way, but you can't fault Maltese either for arguing that, look, It's not fair to eliminate all forms of, or almost all forms of tax competition, because, and to harmonize taxation, because when you're a small economy at the margin of the periphery of Europe, the only thing, the major thing you can do in order to attract new investment is to have a differential rate of tax. So our challenge is going to be this. We have to be, I hope we are, but I'm surely against, all forms of tax evasion and all tax avoidance that is carried out through aggressive tax planning. On the other hand, there should be a difference made between tax transparency and harmonization of taxation. So I would shoot first for having tax transparency across the board. And then, of course, when digital taxation comes in, and I think it should, I don't understand how the big American multinationals can get away with what they're doing at the moment. And if we're helping them do that, I'm in disagreement with that. The point is, if there's tax transparency across the board, and we should be in favor of that, then there's no longer a need, in my view, for tax harmonization.
It was a big challenge for Malta, because in the past years, we have been constantly progressing towards the EU average in terms of GNI and GDP per capita. The Maltese government was very strong in its argument that we have challenges irrespective of the statistics, and the progress made has to be consolidated and sustained. Now the pandemic provided fresh proof of the vulnerability of the small islands member states, and it vindicated Malta's argument. The pandemic hit both small and large countries, and both rich and less developed countries. And with no land connections to the heart of Europe, and with a heavy reliance on tourism, Malta was among the most exposed to the impact of the pandemic. And we risk having a severe and long-lasting impact if the pandemic, both the health and economic crisis were not addressed immediately and properly. With a population of only 500,000 and 3 million tourists in 2019, that is six times as much, there is no way that internal tourism can compensate for our losses. Malta obtained two special allocations in respect of the traditional cohesion policy, 100 million as an island member state and another 50 million to sustain growth and jobs. This pushed Malta's allocation for the traditional cohesion policy, that is for the traditional structural and cohesion funds, to 842 million. That is a very big chunk of the 2.25 billion package.
Il Harris Salis ma in tutuar l'aspetto al finanzi europei, attenzione particolare l'ufficio della rappresentanza della Commissione Europea se ricorrete amel da un generale set con il zira augia che stato forse segue parte sostanziale nel budget dell'Unione Europea o le meno manca se con Edad Gaudi uva marbut intrinsecamente ma il fondo da coesioni per fatto se il fondo da coesioni che lo impatto un paese da già che le mna duardan federazioni tocarai però fu għawdex kienem aspet partikolari li fl-axħar snin tal-inqas 10% tal-fondi disponibli intużaw għal-gżira għawġija. Fil-fatt jekk nħarsu ftit lejn din il-gżira naraw l-impatt tal-Unjoni Ewropea li kellu fuq ir-restawr impressjonanti tal-fortifikazzjonijiet taċ-ċittadella, il-bini taċ-ċintru interpretattiv fil-ġigantija l-Atta Toro Ewlenin, restawr f'Tapinu għajnuna lill-negozji. San sitra l-estensjoni tal-park industriali tax-xewkija u għal-kemmu proġett li nsab Malta, ċert li ħalla l-impatt fuq eluf ta' għawċin jaqsmu l-fliegu b'mod regolari u il-modernizzar tat-terminal tal-Ċirkewwa. F'aspetti li mhux dejjem jiġi minn ta' quddiem it-transbu fondi Ewropej huwa l-qasam tas-saħħa. U fil-fatt, bħala t-tieni l-akbar gżira fl-Arċipelgu Malti u popolazzjoni żgħira ta' madwar 30,000 resident, l-insularità doppja ta' Għawdex ma taffettwax biss il-prospetti ekonomiċi iżda wkoll is-servizzi li tista' toffri lir-residenti tagħha. Is-settur tas-saħħa kien wieħed fejn Għawdex kellu bżonn investiment qawwi biex ilaħħaq ma' Malta, u minkejja Għawdex għandu s-servizzi tas-saħħa tiegħu inklu Sptar Ġenerali da ma kienx joffri l-istess kwalità u servizzi f'pajjiżna. U minħabba f'hekk l-għawċin ta' spiss kif tafu. Kien ikollhom bżonn jaqsmu l-fliegu biex jiksbu s-servizzi tas-saħħa li kellhom bżonn u li ma jiġux offruti hemmhekk. Il-fondi Ewropej għamlu differenza f'dan il-qasam hekk kif miljuni ta' euro kienu investiti bilan l-Isptar Ġenerali ta' Għawdex jaġġorna l-faċilitajiet tiegħu. Programm ta' investiment ta' 3.5 miljoni euro u tlieta minnhom minn fondi Ewropej. Permezz ta' proġett infrastrutturali da' madwar xhur, numru xhur għaddejjin, kien hemm 886 metru kwadru tal-isptar li kienu modernizzati. U fl-istess waqt, fondi tal-Unjoni Ewropea ntesgħu biex sar proġett ta' modernizzar tat-taqsima tar-radjoloġija. Barra mill-infrastruttura tal-operazzjonijiet kien modernizzat ukoll u ġie adattat għall-bosta tipi ta' interventi li ma kinux possibbli qabel biex inaqqas sostanzjalment il-bżonn li l-pazjenti għawġin ikollhom jaqsmu bejn Malta u Għawdex. Ġew introdotti ukoll iżumru ta' servizzi orafita danjosi, proċeduri kirurġiċi ġodda bħall-użu ta' raġġi X. U barra minn dan kollu natat attenzjoni kbira l-aspett ambientali b'sistema li naqset il-ġenerazzjoni ta' l-iskart. Dawn huma b'mod tangibli, b'mod li jinftiem, x'jfisslu il-fondi Ewropej, qed isiru diskussjonijiet dwarhom, qed isiru n-negozjati dwarhom u illi parti sostanzjali minnhom ġejjin minn din l-aspett ta' terminu forsi astratt tal-ħafna koeżjoni u li hija li tpoġġi fil-prattika twaħħad dak li huwa aspetti ġenerali mal-ħajja ta' kuljum u li bħalissa bil-politika tal-Kommissjoni Ewropea, id-diskussjonijiet tal-Parlament Ewropew u l-ftehim finali għandu jkompli wkoll jissaħħaħ u jiġi implementat fis-snin il ġejjin. Dak ġiena fit-tmiem l-edizzjoni tal-lum tal-programm il-Balomba, jiena Kisminn Salim Fadel Ċeħ ngrazzakom tal-attenzjoni u nawguralkom komplement tal-jum it-tajjeb.
Għadkom kemm smajtu. Il-Balomba. Produzzjoni u preżentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba. Il-programm li għadkom kemm smajtu kien miġjub lilkom bi xewqa tajba ta' rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.